Welcome to the latest podcast of History Speaks from the Montour County Historical Society. My name is Terry Diener, a member of the Board of Directors. We will be having one more speaker series event. It will be held Wednesday, October the 3rd, at the Boyd House Museum in Danville. It is free to the public, and by all means, if you can attend, please do. It was 75 years ago that many of the young men and women of Montour County were serving their country during World War II. And the Historical Society will host an evening of discussion with a few of those veterans. Gene Shipe, who is among them, will be present to reminisce with these members of the greatest generation. Do come out and listen to their remembrances and to say thank you. Doors open at 6:30. The program begins at 7 p.m. My topic on today's podcast deals with the Mooresburg One-Room Schoolhouse. It stands as the only remaining one-room school building in Montour County. On October the 14th, from 1 until 5 p.m., the Schoolhouse Museum will have its annual open house. We'll have a special guest during this year's event. Danville author Jeff Willoughby will be on hand. Jeff has written several books, among them one focusing on the life of his ancestor and one-room school teacher, Katie McCracken. The book is called Gone But Not Forgotten. Taking information from Jeff's website, he writes that Miss Catherine A. Katie McCracken was a teacher who taught in one-room schools in Montour County from 1859 to 1877. Come on out. We ask for a donation for upkeep for our three museums under the umbrella of the Montour County Historical Society. Some of the information I share today is found on our society homepage. Records surviving from the past tell us that more than 90 one-room schools, such as Mooresburg, once existed in this county. These same records indicate the students who passed grades 1 through 8 went on to higher education and were all well-versed in geography, history, and the humanities. For a lot of students, these schools often provided the only source of actual book learning a child received. The Mooresburg One-Room School was erected in 1875 and then rebuilt in 1891 as part of consolidation. The Valley Township School closed in 1964, the last of these schools in Montour County. The vast majority of one-room schools in the U.S. are no longer used as schools and have either been torn down or converted for other purposes. Soon after the Mooresburg School closed, it was taken over by the Historical Society. It houses some of the original furniture, school books, and the still operable school bell. Many items were donated by the Danville Area School District. The old room heater, a beaver furnace manufactured by the Danville Stove and Manufacturing Company, still stands in one corner. In addition to the school items on display, there are many photographs and other pieces of interest pertaining to the community of Mooresburg. Included is the pottery wheel of John Ack, whose father Daniel established a pottery business in 1875. Ack crocks and jugs bearing that name are coveted collector's items. Also on display is a wealth of memorabilia on Christopher Latham Sholes, the father of the modern typewriter, who once lived in the area. A Stecker rocker made by Moses Stecker, manufacturer of fine furniture in the Mooresburg area, can also be seen. A collection of Indian arrowheads gathered on nearby farms, a bearskin coat, and several area maps are all on display in the museum. An article in the Danville 1992 Bicentennial Gazette talks about those old school days. The schoolmaster was estimated according to his sternness. There were no free schools, but the poor could attend, and the county paid the teacher 3 cents a day for each scholar on the poor list. The schoolmaster's standing in the community was not alone measured by the dexterity with which he could point his quill, but the respect entertained for him was somewhat akin to that of a circuit-riding preacher who was consulted on such matters as related to civil progress, local governments, and whose opinion thereon were a highly esteemed and duly regarded one. One schoolteacher generally boarded in turn among the parents of the students, and his week at a student's school was looked forward to with mingled feelings of pride and regret by the younger folks, but with satisfaction by the parents, especially the housewife, as she would take inventory of her crocks of preserved fruits or rearrange the spare room to give it an extra air of cozy comfort and welcome. Now back to the schoolroom, you could find a small paddle or small shingle hung near the door. On one side are large black letters with the word in and the other out. It was turned on passing out or in by the students. The schoolmasters used no bells to bring the students back inside. Instead, he smartly struck the doorframe with a wooden ruler with the word of command, "Books! Books!" in which every child ran for his seat, took up his book, and pretended to study. Now, as historian D.H.B. Brower noted in his 1881 History of Danville and Montour County, there was one day of the year when the schoolmaster's anger was braved, and that was in the time-honored custom of barring out the schoolmaster on Christmas. On that great occasion, the plot being previously planned, the scholars assembled long before school began and piled up seats to barricade the door. All preparations were made as they awaited for the coming of the teacher. At last, he came in with threats, which alarmed the more timid students, but the big boys, no less determined, withstood the onset. An agreement to give them pardon in a general treat to the school was slipped out under the door with the offer of opening the door if the schoolmaster would sign and return the paper. Sometimes he returned it with his signature at once. Other times he kept them imprisoned for the day and then punished them beside. Barring out the master was a common custom all over the country, but Brower said back in 1881 it had long since been abandoned. So there you have it, your lesson for the day, if you will, on the one-room school. And you can get a look firsthand at the Mooresburg One-Room School at its annual open house, October the 14th from 1 until 5 p.m. Author Jeff Willoughby will talk about his ancestor, Katie McCracken, a one-room school teacher in Montour County, detailed in his book Gone But Not Forgotten. We ask for a donation that day to help with maintaining our museums. And a reminder that on October the 3rd at the Boyd House Museum in Danville at 7 p.m., veteran Gene Shipe will be reminiscing with members of the Greatest Generation, that is, World War II vets from Montour County. They'll be sharing some of their memories during the program. Doors open at 6:30. The event is open to everyone, free of charge. I'm Terry Diener, closing out this History Speaks podcast with a quote from Benjamin Franklin. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest.